Something we often hear from educators is, wait, don't we already do inclusion? Sometimes, teachers do not want additional training because they feel like this is a subject that has already been addressed. Others feel that this is a single practice that can be implemented by placing students who receive special education services into general education classrooms. However, just placing students in general education classes is not inclusion. Students receiving special education services should receive support based on their needs. As we look at some of the inclusion models, keep in mind that your school district may use different terms to describe a certain practice. For example, co-teaching may be referred to as instructional facilitation or instructional support. While the language can be unique, each model has parameters that should be followed. Let's look at these inclusion models.